This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins have now won four of their last five games after a 3-1 victory over Cleveland last night at Target Field. Manager Derek Shelton says pitching was the key.
I think Taj Bradley was the story today. I don't know how many, 10 punch-outs, 11 punch-outs, a lot of swing and miss. Probably as sharp as we've seen his stuff. I mean, he just continues to get better. Predominantly left-handed lineup. I mean, he gave up the home run to Hoskins, but overall, he was in control and did a really nice job.
Bradley worked seven innings of three-hit, one-run ball. Shelton says there are ways to tell when Bradley has it rolling.
You know, with Taj, when you don't see any fastball arm side misses, because that is the tendency, like, okay, he's out of his delivery, he's out of sync. He had none of those today. And then when you start to see the swings that he's getting on the slider and the split with left-handers, especially on balls close to him, that's when you know, like, he's dialed in a little bit.
Bradley improved to 8-3 on the season. Game two of the three-game series is tonight. In other news, All-Star Byron Buxton went on the 10-day injured list with a hip injury. The AAA St. Paul Saints beat the Iowa Cubs in Des Moines last night 7-4. Ryan Jeffers homered in the win. The Lynx are at Connecticut tonight. They're trying to halt a two-game losing streak. Game tips at 6:30. The Timberwolves will wrap up Summer League minicamp today in Minneapolis, then head to Las Vegas to open play there tomorrow against New Orleans. Center Rocco Zakarski says he's embedding himself in the Minneapolis community during this minicamp and during the offseason.
I just think it's such a lively city. There's quite a bit going on. Like, on the 4th, I went to the Taste of Minneapolis. That was great. There's such great restaurants around here. Going fishing with Yo, it's just such a, I think, you know, may as well try and fit into a city that I want to spend a lot of time at. So for me, it's, you know, trying to make it feel like home as soon as possible, and it already does.
Tomorrow's game will start at 2:30 Minnesota time. It's the first of four preliminary round games that will run through next Wednesday. This is MNN Sports.